January is when we recommit to the habits that support our health and well-being. And naturally, we start looking at what can support those goals, including supplements. But choosing the right supplements can be confusing, because not only are there so many brands out there, the supplement industry itself is a low-trust category. It's lightly regulated, products are easy to make, and companies don't even have to list everything on their label. Now, there's Momentous. They've become the high-trust brand in a low-trust category. They weren't satisfied with the industry standard, so they built the Momentous standard, their commitment to doing things the right way, not the easy way. Momentous sources the highest quality ingredients on the planet. Their whey protein comes from grass-fed European dairy cows. Their creatine uses the purest form of creatine monohydrate, and every formula is made with clinically backed, highly bioavailable nutrients, with no fillers and no artificial sweeteners. Right now, Momentous is offering listeners up to 35% off your first order with promo code AudioBoom. Head to livemomentous.com and use promo code AudioBoom for up to 35% off your first order. That's livemomentous.com, promo code AudioBoom.
Christina Lake Cannabis is using proprietary outdoor genetics to grow and harvest cannabis in Western Canada. And with a 99-acre expansion, production should increase from nearly 72,000 pounds to a harvest capacity of over 194,000 pounds of high-quality, refined cannabis to extract exceptional THC and CBD oils. This cannabis highlight has been brought to you by Christina Lake Cannabis, U.S. trading symbol CLCFF, and in Canada CLC. ChristinaLakeCannabis.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be real.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, and I welcome my colleague, Conrad Black, writing at the National Post in Canada about a pending election. The election can be called at any time by the Prime Minister, Mr. Trudeau. So how does the Conservative Party prepare for this? One way is to look at the results of the virus and the results of the vaccine. First, Conrad, a very good evening to you. The results of the virus and the careful preparation and distancing and treatment of the Canadian people have resulted in a very successful riding out of this pandemic, according to the Trudeau government. And I believe from your article in the National Post, that is a predicate for Mr. Trudeau calling an early election. Is that correct? He did well with the virus, so therefore, let's go before the people. Good evening to you, Conrad.
Yeah, good evening to you, John. Well, yes, this is speculation. It may not happen. And, you know, he's safe enough in Parliament. As you know, in the parliamentary system, you generally have to call an election if you lose a confidence vote, a vote on a serious matter in the legislature, but the parliament. But there's no likelihood of that. He's safe enough there, even though his government is a minority. Some of the, you know, we've got four parties in parliament, not just two. So the other two, the smaller ones, are generally supportive of him. But the theory is that he's done so brilliantly fighting the coronavirus that will give him an occasion to go back to the country and get a majority of MPs. And that historically is a dangerous thing to do. People don't like elections being called when there's no need for them. I mean, in the United States, they're fixed term elections, so you don't get into that problem. But in parliamentary countries, the public tend to resent as opportunistic and a waste of their time and money if people who are safe enough in parliament and have plenty of time to run in the terms they have go for a premature election. So, you know, it's a questionable thing to do, but the premise is questionable. I mean, it is true that the fatality rate is low. It is definitely low. It's substantially below that of the United States, and the American rate is fairly good. But this is, in my judgment, this is potentially something that can be undermined by the fact that the vaccine distribution rate is inexcusably bad. Even if you leave out countries of under a million people like Monaco and Liechtenstein and Luxembourg and places like that, and just deal with larger countries, at least a million people anyway. So you're at Bahrain and that sort of thing, northern Cyprus, the Turkish part of Cyprus. Canada is only about 40th. It's one of the wealthiest countries in the world, and there's no excuse for us to be that far back. So the advice I was giving in the piece you referred to was for the Conservatives to focus on that and point out that, the United States is going, it's getting steeply falling figures now as it approaches a statistical herd immunity. And the British, these are the two countries we're closest to. The British have already arrived at that. Everything is open, everything. And we still have our schools closed. And it's nonsense.
Do the conservatives speak of these matters? They have a new leader. Is this important to them?
In my opinion, so far they're bobbling the issue. The new leader has said he'll have a commission of inquiry into how the liberals handled it. But my view is that's nonsense. He's the commission. He has the facts. He should say, the facts are these other 40 countries have no. Israel, fine. They took special measures, and the United States and Britain developed the vaccines, so you can make allowance for them. But a lot of these other ones, Morocco and Turkey. They've nothing against them as countries, but they're not advanced countries. They're economically, in terms of their public health systems, relatively primitive compared to Canada. So why are they doing better than Canada's doing? And that's what conservatives should be running on.
Aaron O'Toole seems exceedingly polite for an opposition leader. He says we could do it better. He doesn't have the presentation that you have here.
That's the problem. Their line is, we agree with what the liberals are doing, but we can do it better. In other words, we'll make better liberals than the liberals are. Well, the public won't vote for that. I mean, it's nonsense. If they want liberals, they'll vote for liberals.
The other concern I have about the campaign going forward here is that Canada remains locked up. It's very hard to imagine a place as this modern that doesn't allow its one baseball team to play in Canada. It's strange.
It's a disgrace. It's an absolute outrage. And we now know that these large open-air crowds, there's a dome in the stadium. If it's raining, they close the roof. But it's not as if the roof's only 4 feet over your head, It's a huge airspace. So the meetings in places like that are safe. They're not super spreaders, as was widely claimed for a while. And it varies in Canada. The provinces, as they're called here, have powers somewhat analogous to your states and a bit more, in fact, under the Constitution here. So British Columbia, Vancouver, and Montreal, where the French Canadians traditionally don't like too much authority, they're a little more open. But Toronto, where I am at the moment, or the capital of the country, Ottawa, a city of over a million people, everything is locked down. It's not up and done, but in theory, if you go out on the sidewalk for a walk or you go out in your car, the police can stop you and require to know what you're doing. And if it isn't something that is absolutely essential, you're in theory liable to a fine. Now, in practice, I don't think there is much of this, but it's still an offensive rule. My wife has a dog that, needless to say, has to go out for a walk quite often. We've got a property here where it can stay, but it's more interesting for a dog to go farther than that. And she said as a joke that she prepared to rent it out to neighbors so they have an excuse to go for a walk. You see,
Conrad, we're opening. We've the secret is the vaccine, the very thing that
that was always going to be the only cure, because when we went to flatten the curve, we had to shut the society down. When we opened society up, the curve would rise. You had to do what you've done, and what your president called a Neanderthal reaction in Florida and Texas is exactly the right reaction, and it's worked.
Now, the other matter, this is a sensitive topic, taxes. You recommend, and does Mr. O'Toole recommend, lowering the ranges of personal income tax? Is that a recommend? And lower the other rates as well. Is Mr. O'Toole speaking about cutting taxes?
No, you see, now my view is what you do is you lower income taxes, and especially on the lower income groups who can least afford it, and you compensate by increasing the sales tax, or goods and services tax, it's called here, so it includes things like legal bills or stock market commissions and that sort of thing. You increase that tax on non-essential spending. I don't mean food bought in grocery stores or children's clothing or anything like that. You have to have. I don't recommend raising the tax on that. But my theory is that on non-essential spending, it's the closest we can get to voluntary taxation. It's the individual's decision if he wants to incur the expense that connotes the tax. that brings the tax with it. You're not stealing his income. The government isn't stealing his income, which once he earns it is his property. It is taxing something that he doesn't have to do. And therefore, the government's collection costs are much less. You don't get people engaging in elaborate tax planning if it's a matter of another $100 on a bill at a nice restaurant where they take a, you know, four or five friends to dinner. I mean, someone who does that, he doesn't care if it costs $100 more than it does most of the time. And in any case, it's his decision. You know, if that's how he feels, then no one should order a dessert or something. But my point is to get us away from simply taking money from people who've earned it and giving it to people who haven't, more or less irrespective of merit, and getting it on to the taxation of people to whom it is a taxation of something they don't have to do and is therefore a semi-voluntary form of tax. And if you do it right, you don't lose revenue by it, but you do improve taxpayers' morale.
And Mr. O'Toole, does he speak? We have about 30 seconds. Does he speak of these tax matters in his preparation for the campaign?
I'm afraid he does not. Now, my hope is that it's tactical, because this is an election that doesn't have to happen. And my hope is that he is holding his fire so that if the election's called, he'll be all ready to go with an arsenal of good arguments. But you have to be a mind reader to be confident of that.
Conrad Black, writing at the National Post, in preparation for what could be a quick election sometime later this year in Canada. We will continue on recommendations, but right now, for heaven's sakes, the vaccine works, Canada. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Christina Lake Cannabis is using proprietary outdoor genetics to grow and harvest cannabis in Western Canada. And with a 99-acre expansion, production should increase from nearly 72,000 pounds to a harvest capacity of over 194,000 pounds of high-quality, refined cannabis to extract exceptional THC and CBD oils. This cannabis highlight has been brought to you by Christina Lake Cannabis, U.S. trading symbol CLCFF and Canada CLC. ChristinaLakeCannabis.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim, because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.